This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mishnah Miru and Kalim Perikid Zion, Mishnah Gimel Table 2, Mishnah Gimel and Mishnah Dalet. Zok to Mishnah Salon Shalpas. Bread baskets. Shirun Biki Kurish Shalpas. The shear is the size that loaves of bread can fall through. That is a bitl of the Tashmish. Apparently, back then, the loaves of bread were standard sizes. This is obviously larger than the shear of a mitzurimon that we learned in Mishnah Aleph, Gabestam Kim Shabal Matim, because this kli is miuchid for a different use for loaves of bread. Therefore, a nekev that only is mitzi, remind him, would not be considered a pegaminit. Apifyaris sha'asa lakonim milmato lamala lefizuk tahira. What is apifyaris? It's a kli with a base kibble. It's made with konim or zmiris. Okay. It has the tzura of a big kupa. It's used for fruits like apples or pomegranates. It's made konim milmala lamata lechizuk tahira. We're talking about an apifyaris. It got a hole at the bottom. To strengthen it, it shouldn't fall apart. You made new branches that go from the bottom to the top, and they go above the top rim. Mishnah says that that's not considered enough of a tikkun because they could be easily removed. They're discounted, and zifikli is going to fall apart. However, says the Mishnah, also gafayim kol shehein tmeya. Gafayim, from the lashon of hugging, you hug them around. Basically twined it, spiraled it over the rim. Others say it means you made handles out of them. If you made it in a strong way, that's considered more permanent and it's considered strong enough that it will not be mekabotum anymore. Shimon Oimer, emeinu yachoyla linata b'gafayim tahira. Shimon says if you made it in such a way, and when you hold it, it falls apart, that's not considered strong enough. You have to have it strong enough that you should be able to pick it up from it. To be considered a permanent tikkun. Okay. Mishnah Dalet, Remainim Shamru, Shloisha Achuzin Zebazeb. So we said the Shira Tar of Kliates is Remainim, Shkol Kliabatim Shim Remainim. Mishnah teaches us it has to be three remainim together. That three remainim that are stuck together with pressure in the shape of a segel, that's how we mishair it. Now, you don't need the hole to be that big. No, avada not. The shear is mitzirim, one remainim. So what is the pshat in the Mishnah? You need, the Mishnah is telling you, you need the hole to be a little bit bigger. It's being more machmer. That one would fall out in the case where three were together. Because apparently, if three together, that strengthens them to each other, creates a wedge, apparently, that it shouldn't fall out. Therefore, it only fall out with a larger hole. Aha. So the Mishnah is telling you, you need a larger hole to mitar it. Others learn a little bit differently. They're talking about three pomegranates that are attached to the length of one long branch. The Mishnah is telling you, that it has to be long enough that three can come out one after the other. And that's a larger shear because each one is facing different directions. If three would go out one after the other, you have to have a larger hole. Fine. Vaiter says the Mishnah, Shemigal Mi'alaymer, the Napa Vikvar with these various sieves and filters, Kiddushit of the Yahalich. The shear, when it comes to a filter, a sieve, etc., these things generally are used through shaking to get the schmutz to fall out. Therefore, the shear remainim by these things would go, according to the shear, that a rim would fall out if it would be shaking. Therefore, it's a smaller shear, and that's a kula. That's tahor with a smaller shear. So, to a kupa, kupa, container. She moved transport things. You put it behind her back. That also causes it to go out. And it's only a kula, but a smaller hole would be sufficient. All other kelim that cannot hold pomegranates, kagoin, horoiva, lechatzi roiva, knoinim aktanim, kli that holds a revakat, a kli that holds a chatzi revakat, a knoinim, a kli that you use for sifting legumes. It's like a funnel. Kina is usually a funnel. Shirim beruban derimei. The shir is rife. These don't need a shir mutzi rimon because these things hold things much smaller than that. What is the shir? When most of it opens. Rove at the bottom or rove of the height. That's batal mishnei shem kli. It is no tumah. Shimon Aymer Bezesim. The Shir Tahar is olives. Shir Tahar Kunar Bshimon. The small kelim that don't hold pomegranates. Zesim. That Shir is Baltimore Neshem Kli. It's not rife. That he's coming to say Akula. Nifritsu. If he's kelim. Got a hole in their walls. Shirim b'zeisim. This is a hemshach of Rabbi Shimon. Before Shimon was talking about the bottom of the kli. Here he's talking about on the side of the kli. He's saying there's no difference. It's always on Mitzi Zayas. And Rabbi Meir holds brave. Nigmemu. But if it got cut from its rim on top, shirim b'mashim, any amount. As long as it could hold some amount, it's still tamei. Any amount still has tumah. Fine, so what are they saying? The things before were the size of the hole. Shir Ruban and Zaysim. Here we're talking about the shir of what's left. To remain Tama, you have to have a kol shein. So in Cain, all the other previous cases, there had to be no base kibble left. But if you had a base kibble lamato, then it'd be good enough. Okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.